So with that, I'd like to ask for any joys, concerns, and praises that you might have this morning. I'm grateful that you're all here. No? No joys, concerns? Please. Yeah, thank you.
Doing very well. They only had to take out the right side of her thyroid. The left side was clear.
And as we lifted her up and you shared the text with me, appreciate you letting me know. See, that's how we encourage one another, knowing that there are answers to prayer.
Yes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you all for your prayers.
Anybody else this morning?
Traveling mercies for us.
Travis?
Said traveling mercies for us.
Oh, for us.
Tomorrow. And then Travis and Tina's that come back home Wednesday.
Oh, this is my once-a-year pilgrimage to Melbourne, Florida. I've had the same tax accountant for the last 38 years. And when I came up here to North Florida, I thought, well, maybe I'll try to find somebody up here that can do it. And I searched around. I found some wonderful people, but it wasn't the same when I sat down with them. He calls me Rotten Ralphie, and I call him Mikey Boy. So we've developed this personal relationship over the years, and I even perform wedding ceremonies for his daughters and so forth. So it wasn't the same, nothing wrong with the other people, it just wasn't the same to sit down and chit-chat. So for these last 25 years since I've been in North Florida, tax time is when we make our pilgrimage to Melbourne. We'll go down there tomorrow and come back Tuesday. It's not only doing taxes, but it's also a time of fellowship and different things like that. So, yeah, traveling mercies, that we can go down and back, and not a problem. There's no cases in Brevard County. Down in South Florida there is. So, my son-in-law was worried about us traveling down there. We got the hedge of protection around us. None of us know when we're going to get sick, or when we're going to do this, or when we're going to go home to be with the Lord. You know, none of us know. So as that little song says, keep your eyes upon Jesus, and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. So, and Tina and Travis says they travel back. Sandra?
The couple that I told you that Dusty and Deb, Dusty had the surgery at Moffitt, and then while he was in the hospital, Debbie had an accident, and then she was in the hospital, but they're both home now, and I saw her many, many stages from her surgery, so they have a little dog at the house, and they're trying to help each other, but the neighbors have been wonderful.
Good.
And because they don't have any family in Melbourne, and that's where they live. So, like I said, Melbourne, they are home, and they're trying to heal themselves and do what they can, help each other.
Good, thank you. Please, so Pat.
Patsy.
Yes. Patsy's still recovering from her fall with a broken ankle. And she broke part of her leg too, didn't she? But the ankle is
small bone just below the knee.
Yeah. And she had broke her ankle how many years ago?
About
4.5 years ago. So they were up at their daughter's, and they were getting ready to come back home. She was going down the steps and slipped and broke the other side of her ankle. So now she's screwed together. they had screws in the one, they had to take them out of the other one and put long screws in to screw it together. But Donnie said that she is mean and miserable, so she must be getting better.
Some of you may not want to hear this, but I feel very, very thankful to be here today. Yesterday I was weed eating at my house, and I stepped over where the lid of the septic tank was, and it gave way, and my left leg fell down into the septic system.
Oh!
And I dropped the weed eater, and I fell backwards against a wire fence, and thank God that He was with me and the angels. I feel like the devil was trying to take me down. So they lifted me up. And I scooted back away from everything and was able to get up. And I'm not injured in the
Hallelujah. 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 That is awesome.
I'm just grateful to be here today.
Amen. Sandra.
One other thing, the other friend that we have when we go to Pensacola to visit, Bob Thomas, he fell down a flight of steps and he had a brain bleed, and he had all these years that we've gone over there, I didn't know that he had a prosthetic eye. So he hit the good eye and had the brain bleed, but he's healing and he's doing much better now. So we've seen pictures of the progression of it, but they're still watching him. The doctor did say it's a miracle that he survived, because when he fell all the way down the steps and hit the door, and there's a lot of corners in their house. So he's home healing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God for modern technology and so many things. It's just amazing what they can do. That's one of the reasons, I guess, that we're living so much longer. You know, the 80 is the new old 60. And it's because of the medical technology, and we've learned to take care of ourselves better. And that's good. Yes, ma'am.
My family, all of my cousins, and you know, with Easter coming up, last year we lost my aunt that was in a car accident. And it was on Easter Day. They ended up disconnecting life support, but there's been a lot of posts made on Facebook that the young man, and I say young man because he was only 26 whenever he hit her head on, he's being held without bond now. So they have got their case together, and they're going to be proceeding with that. They've already had the preliminary hearing, and so that is starting, and it has a lot of emotions this Easter season.
They've determined there's a coronavirus case in 49 states. There is one state that doesn't have any. Do you know where that may be, Sandra?
I talked to my sister yesterday about this, and she said that, and she said the only reason that they don't have any confirmed cases because they do not have the testing supplies available, and she works in a hospital. So she said the only reason that they don't have any confirmed, they have suspected, and because I was asking her in her hospital she works at, and she said we have suspected, but they don't have the testing equipment. Yeah.
Well, that might not be a bad thing. Okay.